Blog Talk Radio.
Money.
I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it.
I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it.
So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
M-O-N-E-Y.
I want all of it, all of it.
M-O-N-E-Y.
M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
M-O-N-E-Y.
I be on my
grind. I work hard.
To make you do for two steps. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sex. M is for money, O is for over. N is for no, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a week gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Everybody out there in cyberspace, thank you so much for tuning in to another fabulous evening of webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana. I am Miss Sammy Brooks, your host, and my beautiful, beautiful, most voluptuous butterfly queen, my co-host, Miss Sage Montana, is in the house with me. How you doing, girlfriend?
I wish I was in the house with you.
Me too. Oh, my gosh. We would never get anything done. We'd be having too much fun. Seriously.
I know.
We'd be out causing trouble everywhere in San Diego or Vegas, one of the two. Either here or there.
Furby would be going nuts.
Oh, my Lanta, yes, he would. So how have you been, darling? How was your vacation, all that fun stuff?
Absolutely fabulous.
Yay.
A little bit.
Nice. How much time did you get to take off?
I was out of the building for 12 days.
What? Holy biscuits, Batman. Okay, that right there just goes to show how good of a team that you have. If you can leave your studio for 12 days and come back and the building's not burned down. No cam models are dead. Nobody, nobody's like trying to like hurt anybody. Wow. Oh my goodness, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, my girls are pretty awesome. So they, yeah, I was able to take some good amount of time and.
That's awesome. So what did you do? What did you do?
We went up to Detroit and spent the week in Detroit.
Nice. Sweet. So did you guys drive out there or did you fly?
Well, no, we flew.
Oh, I was going to say, because that's one hell of a drive from Vegas. Holy shit.
Hell, that's one hell of a drive from anywhere over here. Yeah, no, we flew.
No, nice. How'd the baby do on the flight?
It was too funny. He was awake, having a good old time. As soon as the plane starts to take off, it legit, like, hypnotized him, and he fell right asleep. It was so crazy because he was wide awake, having a good old time. Eyes rolled back, and he just, like, limped over and was out. Worked out great.
He's like a flying dream baby. Because every person on that flight was probably like, oh, great, here comes a new baby. Great.
Yeah.
This thing's going to cry the whole damn flight.
Yep, exactly. Luckily,
oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're going to have a fun evening tonight. We have beautiful Miss Trina Banks, who is actually one of your models from your studio. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to have her on the show. And she's a fellow StreamMate cam model. So you got three StreamMate cam models here, which we always have lots of stuff to talk about. And we always have good things to say about StreamMate and those bad things that other cam models, you know, like to talk crap about. We like to share those with you. But today, the topic of our show is, does size matter? So I tweeted this out, you know, and I had texted you. I was like, okay, the topic of our show is, does size matter? So, of course, we know in everybody's dirty little mind, they're going to think, does size matter? It's the size of the cock. Well, no, actually, that's not the size I was talking about. So what? What size am I really talking about? Well, let me just throw it out there. I had a few cam models email me, and they were scared to start camming because they're not a size 0, not a size 4, not a even a size 7. They're like, I don't think I'm going to be small enough. I don't think I'm going to, you know, be the right skinny type of model. And I was like, oh, let me tell you something, sister.
Yeah.
There's more curvy models on StreamMate than you could ever imagine. So size does not matter because there are so many people out there in cyberspace, on the net, checking out girls. They have a taste for every flavor when it comes to cam models. And Sage knows this.
Yes, I do.
We are curvy girls.
Yes.
We are curvy girls. And so size does not matter. And if it does, well, then you are just stupid.
You know what? A person said this to me a long time ago, and he said that any guy that has an issue with my size is just not equipped to handle me.
Right?
So size doesn't matter unless you're just too small to handle a thicker chick. That's all there is to it.
Right. You gotta have those nice, yummy, manly hands, and you gotta be able to know how to caress a curvy girl. Just saying. Like, you just have to. I mean, if you can't handle that, then you just don't need to be with us. Just saying. But do you get that with you having a studio? Like, have you encountered girls that have come in and they were really self-conscious because of the fact that they think, wow, okay, there's these girls online that are, you know, perfect 12s. Like, we can go above 10 because you and I both know there's these little chicas on there that are, hello, you are too fucking hot. Like, where did you come from? You know, so do you get that with some girls that apply at your studio that are so self-conscious that they're scared to actually go online?
I have had some that told me that when they were first applying, they were very nervous, But when they came in and they met with me and they saw me and they saw that I'm curvy, that it made them feel so much more comfortable, because obviously being a bigger girl is an issue to the world as opposed to being an issue to the actual BBW herself. But
right, right.
They stressed that they were worried that, you know, would they still make the same amount of money? Could they make that money? But that they all felt really comfortable seeing that they were working with someone who herself is on the curvier side. So some girls,
hey,
it's a
curvy
stress, but
curvy girls' lives matter too, just saying. God.
Okay.
Just saying. Just throwing it out there in case somebody wants to know. Especially when we get bigger boobies.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So that is, you know, that's awesome for, you know, for you to share the girls that they feel like, oh my gosh, you know, when they first apply with your studio, they're kind of like feeling a little taken back. But then when they meet you, then they're just like, whoa, wait, not only does she have a personality, she has curves and she knows what the hell she's doing. And she's going to help me create an enormously amazing cam model business. Like,
right.
That's what you're about. You are about teaching these girls, and you teach in the right way. And one, I had a model email me, actually it was earlier this morning, and I don't know what the hell some of these models are doing at like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I'm just like amazed some of the emails I get. I'm just like, whoa. I'm like, okay, are you on crack? What the hell are you doing? But I had one model, she emails me, and she's like, I'm not a tiny girl, and I'm not sure if this is going to work out for me and this and that. And I sent her back. I said, you know what, girlfriend? I said, you have nothing to worry about. I said, when I first started, I was a size 4. I said, I am not a size 4 anymore.
I am.
Right? Isn't that crazy? It's like we went from being like really, really tiny to, hello, we're curvier now and we've matured. And the guys still love us.
Yeah.
I think the guys like us more.
More. Yes. More. And to be honest with you, I do a whole lot less work on cam now that I'm a bigger girl.
Right? Oh, my God.
I
can't say that they let me do any less work, those fucking sex monsters of mine. I swear to bejesus. That's it. I'm sending out a memo. Sage says I need to do less on cam. I'm sending out the memo. Sage Montana, she said that I need to do less work on cam. So you guys, you take heed to that. Or I'm going to put you in a sex monster timeout in the corner.
Mommy,
20 minutes.
I'm going to send you messages.
Oh, my gosh, too funny. This is going to be fun when we have Trina come on, because I want to hear her take on this, because, I mean, she's, you know, she's in our category. We're curvy girls. It's what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
If the guys don't like the curves, then you shouldn't be online with us. Just saying. And those skinny girls that come into our chat room and hate on us, well, you should just listen to us because we know what we're doing. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's bring in, we know who this, well, I know who this is because I can see the phone number. let me bring in this caller before our guest comes on. 561, how are you, darling? Is this our sweet pea?
Hello, Sammy and Sage. Hello, how are you both doing tonight?
Good, how are you? Fabulous.
How are you
down there
in that crazy weather, Florida? What's going on down there?
Yeah,
how's the weather?
Braving the elements. It's raining hard, but hopefully we'll be okay throughout the weekend.
Are you close to where it's going to hit?
I think it's going to hit north of us and higher, like more towards the West Palm and higher areas. I don't think it'll affect us as much.
Wow. Well, our sexy girlfriend and one of my bridesmaids, Melissa Dawson, she had to evacuate her house. I was talking to her earlier today. Her whole family had to evacuate. I was like, what?
That's crazy.
That's fucking scary shit.
Yeah, that would be scary.
Heck yeah. And she doesn't have
any well wishes to her.
Right? I know. I'm going to be texting her throughout the day and checking on her, make sure make sure everybody's okay. But I know she's so top-notch, and she makes sure that everything's, like, 200% secure, so she'll be safe. She's probably, like, in New York right now. Her and her family probably, like, packed up and flew all the way to New York, and they're like, okay, we're getting the fuck out of here as far away as we can. So, Sweetie, our topic, does size matter? And we're not talking about penises. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to confide in your penis size. We're okay with that. Unless you really feel the need to, you know, I mean, but you're not paying me per minute, so we're not going to talk about that right now.
Right.
I'm kidding. But anyway, what do you feel about, you know, size in girls?
I think size does not matter. Basically, you can be beautiful, thin or thick.
Right. I like the way you said thick. You you know how to cross your T's and dot your I's. Good boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good,
especially when
good
it comes to
boy.
T-I-T.
Oh, my goodness. So in your own personal matter, I mean, because you are a fan of tons of us cam models. You have lots of girls that you love to follow and go in and say hi to. What do you what do you prefer personally? What is your preference?
To me, thickness is not an issue with me as long as you have a good attitude and enjoying the people that are in your room. The number one issue with me is no drama in the chat room. You got drama, I'm going to get the fuck out of there.
What? Whoa, with a capital F.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm not allowed to curse. Sorry about that.
Fuck, it's okay.
Yeah,
sorry. We're under the adult section. We're under the adult section of Blog Talk Radio, so you can say fuck.
Yay.
It's okay.
We get the code.
Oh, my goodness. But honestly, every time we do this radio show, I swear to bejesus, it always comes up that if a cam girl does not have a good attitude, the guys do not like it. Now, there's a big difference between a bad attitude and a dominating cam model.
Yes.
Huge difference. Huge. And we see, oh, too often, Miss Sage, how many girls just love to bitch and moan and complain, and they just wonder why they don't have any traffic in their chat room. Well, like I always say, smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Just have fun. Just have fun. Even if you, and oh my gosh, there's so many times when I'll have a cam model email me or text me, and they'll say, can you please come and see my chat room and ask or tell me what I'm doing wrong? How come nobody's in there? And I log in, and then I have to take a few minutes. If I see them with a bad attitude, I literally have to step back and say, okay, just turn off her page, walk away, and just go do something. Because it's so smart and clear to us as cam models, that we know what they're doing wrong. And if they can't figure it out, well, you need to go get a new job. Because if you're sitting there looking pissed off, and you girls out there in cam world, in StreamMate world, all these other cam worlds, you know who you are. You're sitting there pissed, and you're like playing with your phone. You're like, God, why is there no traffic in my room? And then you're calling out other models on your live screen that have traffic.
Yeah.
Got a
like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Okay, Sweet Pea, darling, I'm going to have to put you on hold, and if you want, I can bring you back on.
I have a question for Trina.
Okay, perfect. Okay, if you want to just hold on for a few minutes, I will bring you back on, darling, because she is here. I'm going to bring her on. So I'm going to put your earmuffs on here. Well, you won't have earmuffs on, but there's earmuffs on my side. I have to mute you for a minute.
Okay.
Hold on, Sweet Pea, darling. All right, everybody, without further ado, we are going to bring on our beautiful, amazing Miss Trina Banks, who is also a fellow cam model on StreamMate, and she is here joining me and Miss Sage Montana. Hello,
hey.
Trina, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous.
Always.
I am always. Depending on what time of the day it is. No, I'm usually always fabulous. It's pretty sickening, actually. I'm a happy girl.
I need some of that bubbliness here.
So, Trina, you've been camming now for about 6 years, and I wanted to ask, is StreamMate the only site that you've ever cammed on, or have you tried other websites? Because I know you're partial to StreamMate, and we all know why.
Right. I tried MFC for about 6 months, and I didn't, for me, didn't care much for it.
Me either.
Yeah.
I didn't. There's really a reason why. Before. Right? It's one of those things where.
I don't want to do everything in free chat.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
You know what's so funny is, and Sage can probably agree with this as well as yourself, is I would say probably 80% of cam models from StreamMate think, oh, my gosh, my percentage is not high enough. I'm going to go look at other websites. And most of the models do run over to MyFreeCams because of the fact that it's, like, one of the big top sites out there. Why? Because it's free. But they see the percentage. And the girls think,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, this percentage is so amazing. I'm going to make, like, 65 to 75%. Yes. Girls, you're making 5 cents a token. Five cents. You're showing your vagina in free chat. You are fucking yourself in free chat. Well, guess what, girls? That percentage on StreamMate ain't so bad, is it?
No.
You are respected. You
I
don't show
both.
Your
vagina. I never quit. Yeah. So I worked them both.
Right?
But.
You know, so if I haven't been on my free cans in, oh, my gosh. 4 years, I think my account was. No, I've been on. I signed up almost 6 years ago on MyFreeCams, and then I went in and checked it 4 years ago, and it was still there. They don't like delete your account on that site.
No, they don't. Mm-mm. Mine is still there, and I haven't logged on in probably. I think I was working on there in 2012. So yeah, 4 years.
Isn't
that
crazy?
Still there. Yeah.
That is so crazy because they don't care. They're like, oh, well, you know, they might come back, so we'll just keep their account open.
Yeah, I don't even like to look at it because I look really different now. So if I go on there, I'm like, oh, man. Yeah.
Right? It's, oh, my gosh. Don't we all look different? We all look different than when we first started.
We do.
We do.
When we first started. Yes, we do.
So what do you think about the topic, Trina, when I was talking about does size matter and we're not talking about cock, we're talking about us girls. What is your, you know, take on that?
I think size doesn't matter, like he said, all the personality, but I'm going to tell you there is a difference between being a BBW and a sloppy BBW. I pride myself, and I know Sage can attest to this, I pride myself on not being a sloppy BBW. Like, you know, you can let yourself go and still carry it well, you know, or be thick or a big, beautiful woman and carry it well and dress appropriate to your size. And then there's, you know, some that, you know, leggings are not pants when you're 400 pounds. You know, you can still bang it out at 400 pounds, but I just think you should dress appropriate for your size. So that's
right. And
that
goes for even on cam. It even goes on when you're on cam, it's like what you really portray yourself in front of the camera is what everybody sees you portraying. Like if you go on cam, like if I was to log into cam and I didn't have my hair done and my makeup done and my eyelashes, if I'm not on point when I log on cam, because that's how I am in my real life, when I leave the house, I look pretty because I want to feel pretty and it makes me feel good. Don't get me wrong. There's days when I walk out of this house and my hair's up in a ponytail and I got sweatpants on, nothing on my face because I need those moments. But
yes.
I like to feel feel pretty. And when you portray yourself that way in front of the webcam, which a lot of girls do not get, you know, some of them are smoking a cigarette and hacking away, and they look like they should be in a grave somewhere. No, I'm talking about the girls that sit there. They don't do any makeup, and they just look like they need to be on a respirator. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you portray yourself in a bad way in front of the camera, that's what the guys and girls think you look like, you know, right outside of the camera. Like, yeah. And it's like we are actresses. We are beautiful actresses that share our cam time with everybody. Like, wouldn't you girls agree, or am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Like, we are actresses. We are here to entertain in a very sexy, fun, fantasy way. And, okay, I need to bring this caller in that's been waiting so patiently. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay, 813, how are you doing today? You're joining myself, Sage, and Trina. What do you have for us, darling?
Hi, ladies. It's Clarence.
I know, Clarence.
Love Clarence.
Oh, Clarence, we love our Clarence. He always has something fun to share with us girls here on Thursdays.
Love it, Clarence.
Guys, this is maybe my last call because we got a hurricane bailing down on us here in South Florida. It looks like everybody, even the Haitians, are going to get blown away.
Oh my God.
So what are you going to do? Were you going to go run and hide cover behind a webcam, or what are you going to do, Clarence?
Listen, everybody on this program knows I'm safe in my parents' basement, so we're good here.
Clarence. Clarence always brings fun to the show. He always does.
I don't know.
Every time he goes on the show.
I don't know.
It's
funny. I have HBO in my own box down here, so it's pretty cool. But listen, I am a big fan of your guest on the show today. I actually know who she is, and I have a big question for her.
Uh-oh.
Perfect. Bring it on, Clarence.
She needs to explain to everybody who Bugsy is and what exactly Bugsy is.
Okay. Bugsy is a sugar glider that I rescued from a home that couldn't have him anymore because they got a hound dog that was trying to hunt him. So he's a flying marsupial. He's like a flying squirrel, but he's a little marsupial. Yeah, that's Bugsy. That's my little sugar glider.
So us girls should all have names for our fun little sugar gliders. Okay, now I know what yours is. No.
Yeah, he's my little sugar glider I rescued. Yeah, I'm an animal lover.
A girlfriend of mine had one of those, and it was the cutest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty cute.
I had never seen one before.
So now I can tell Trina has a cute sugar glider. Oh, Trina.
I just thought it was a sick chihuahua. I didn't know what it was. I had never seen one
before.
Oh,
I was waiting for this. Oh, here comes Harry.
Will the sugar glider, will Bugsy be making any appearances on the cam? That's what a lot of me and my friends want to know, because that's worth an extra few dollars per session.
Oh, my Atlanta.
We're not allowed to have animals on cam because, I mean, when I used to work from home, if you know who I am, if you've been with me that long, if my dogs would walk by at all, you know, you get those guys in your room, they're like, oh, you fuck your dog? No. So I just don't have any animals on cam. No.
The only animals we can have on cam are if we have a counterpart that joins us. That's human. A human counterpart. And that, Clarence, you bestiality bitch.
I'm just thinking, ladies, before I let you go, of all the places she could hide Bugsy on cam, you know, it would be a lot of fun.
No.
But
you know what would be great? The places we could say we could hide Bugsy in you.
Right.
Yes, now we're talking.
You got a little Richard Gere here, huh?
Oh, the second we turn the tables on your anal cavity, you get a little scared. That's all right. I got plenty of coconut oil, Clarence. I got you.
I got your back covered. I don't know anything about the coconut oil. I know I got a pie on the oven. I've got to let you guys go. I'll call you next week.
Bye, Clarence.
Bye, Hi, Clarence.
Oh, my gosh. I swear, you know what? It is fun when he calls in. He's hilarious. Like, when he calls in, it's so funny because he's just a dork. Clarence is a dork. Oh, Clarence. You gosh darn freaking. He just likes little animals, and he just won't admit it. That's why he hung up so quick. Like, I didn't even have time to hang him up. I mean, he gets so scared when we actually call him out on his little animal lover, you know, things that he has, and he gets scared. But that's okay. Clarence, we still love you.
No, I think this is the first time in a long time that we haven't had to disconnect him from
football. Right? You know, last week when he was on, he was actually pretty good. I didn't have to cut him off either. It was weird.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's taken a turn for a little bit of, okay, let me stay on the line a little longer, and I won't freak the girls out. Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to bring Sweet Pea back on because, Trina, he had a question for you. Let me bring Sweet Pea back on. Sweet Pea, are you there, darling?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Hello, Trina. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you? I'm ass-tastic as always.
Great. I was looking at your StreamMate profile and noticed that you're into role-playing. What kind of things do you like to do on camp as far as role-playing goes?
Nothing with my animals. I've done it all. I've been hypnotized, naughty neighbor, stepmom. I've done a lot of role play. My favorite, I like to do probably the naughty neighbor, like voyeurism, and then you get busted. That one's always fun, too, where I bust you out and then invite you over. So that one's a fun one to do. But I do a lot of role play. I've been a hitchhiker before.
Oh, nice.
I've done it a lot. I mean, 6 years. The book I could write, I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. The memoirs of StreamMate cam models. Seriously.
Yes. I know both of you girls remember the cheese guy, okay?
The cheese guy?
You never get asked to put cheese on your tits? No.
I never had a cheese guy. I've had a lot of cheese guys. But no cheese guy.
What? Stand in the cam with cheese on your tits. Two slices of cheese.
No, I didn't have that one I didn't have. I've had everything else under the sun, but not cheese.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That was big when we first started, Sage, and he came through the whole – he had asked Nikki about it, too, and all of us none of us had cheese at the studio. We're like, no.
Yeah, I didn't have the cheese. I've had toothpaste. I've had bubble gum. I've had, of course, hot wax.
The bubble
gum? That's a normal one. I mean, it's not normal, but it's a normal one. Yeah, I have never had somebody want me to – and it wouldn't last long because I like to eat cheese, so – that wouldn't work out so well for me. I'd be like, sorry, dude,
yeah,
I ain't going to last long enough. Sorry, in my mouth. That is too funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I haven't had that guy. Never had him. He must have had too much cheese, and he blew a cheesy load and didn't come back.
Yeah. Sometimes these guys come and just want to see how far we'll go to make a buck. That's what I think sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, especially when you're new. When you're new and Sage, you know this, you tell the girls, just don't listen to them. They're going to push you as far as they can push you to see what you're going to do. Because 90% of those guys that are pushing these girls, they're coming from these websites that the girls do everything for free in free chat.
Mm-hmm.
Remind you again, 5 cents a token.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's not that doesn't work for us StreamMate girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the StreamMate girls, which, okay, Sage, I have to bring this one up because girls do this all the time. They're working two sites at one time, which is fine. Do whatever you want to. I don't give a shit. Me, I get too busy. I can't keep up with two websites at one time. It just would not work.
Mm-hmm.
I would be accidentally showing something in free chat on StreamMate, and then I would get in trouble. but I see these girls because they won't be busy on StreamMate. They're not busy on StreamMate because they're just not They just don't have the personality. I'm just going to say it. You don't have the fucking personality. If you don't have the personality, get a new job. And that's what a bunch of these girls do that don't have the traffic coming into their rooms. And they're like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to be smart. I'm going to work two websites at one time. Okay, well, do the math, sisters. Do the freaking math. If you're making 5 cents a token and you're talking to a couple people over there and you still have to show your tits for them in free and then your vagina, then you have to turn your webcam from Stream 8 so you're not showing anything. Well, am I missing something here? What are you doing? Focus on the site that you know you're going to make the money from. And change your goddamn attitudes. That's all you got to do. Change your attitude and have some damn fun.
I have a lot of attitude, Sammy. What are you talking about?
No, but you have good tude. I'm not talking about bad tude, good tude.
I'm an asshole, I'm just a smart ass.
I kind of put that in your little profile here. What did I put? Let me see. She will definitely let you know how she likes to run her show. I put that
That's
in
right.
there. Because you do. You tell them. You're like, okay, no. No. This is how it's going to go, bitches.
That's right. That's right. On your knees, bitch.
Yeah, you get down. You take it like a boy. You're an 18-year-old boy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Sweet Pea, come on in. What do you have to say? I know you got something to say.
Yes, I was going back to that cheese story. I was saying I don't think the cheese would be no good for the cam models.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
That just
oh, Sweet Pea. Okay, and anybody out there listening out there in cyberspace, if you would like to call in and talk to us, fabulous, wonderful cam models, that will give you our real point of view and also talk shit to you, and we will be nice. You can call us at 646-595-4038. But remember, if you want to talk to us live, you have to press 1. If you don't press 1, then you're missing out on the fun, and you sit there in cyberspace, and then you're going to get mad at us. You're going to send me tweets on Twitter, and you'll be like, why didn't you take my call, Sammy? Well, because your damn ass did not press 1. Press 1, or I can't bring you into the show. Just saying. So now back to Sweet Pea and his cheese. Did you say you had cheese under your balls, Sweet Pea? What'd you say?
No. I was just talking about the Gouda part.
Oh, I know. I got it. I just thought you were saying that you had cheesy balls. I wasn't sure.
I was looking over Trina's profile as well. I noticed both her and me are both Sagittarius. I know I'm the 17th in December. When is she?
Oh, I'm the 17th of December.
Oh, shit, it's a match made in heaven.
I've already dated a Sagittarius. It didn't end well.
You know what? That would be like me dating a Cancer. Cancers are freaking emotional. And when somebody else around me gets too emotional, then I turn into this, like, crazy person. I'm like, you better not even get emotional.
Sagittarians are very spontaneous, and we would be broke all the time. I've already been there, done that with my ex. So just because it'd be like, you want to go do something? Yeah, let's go do something. We only got $100. That's okay. Let's go do it anyways. Okay, let's go do it. No, it just doesn't work. You have to have a voice of reason with somebody like me, because I'll spend every dime.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so guys out there listening to that, make sure you've got money.
Yeah.
The bitch wants her money. She wants her damn money.
That's right.
You better make it
money
happen.
For the honey.
Oh my goodness. Okay, you girls are getting a little silly over there. Getting silly there. So how often are you on cam there, Miss Trina?
Well, I'm 5 days a week right now, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Nice. So do you prefer those hours better than doing, like, because you know us girls, we've all done every single rotation of hours and Sage knows. When we first started out, we did every hour under the sun I remember, oh my gosh, and you girls can probably attest to this, where when we first started, we would get up in the morning, Cam, take a little break, get back on the afternoon, and, you know, Cam, take a little break, go cook dinner, do whatever, get back on in the evening, and work till the wee hours, and we were, like, just Cam whores. Well, we're still Cam whores, but... but we were major Cam whores. And then when the Gold shows first started, we were like triple X Cam whores. You couldn't get us off of that freaking computer. Right?
Exactly.
Now it's
and then,
the Gold shows more of a yard sale. That's kind of what the Gold shows are now.
Sure, well, it's because we've got girls that have completely, they completely saturated it. And I will say this, and even if StreamMate is listening, for those of you from StreamMate, I love you still, but Gold shows are a joke right now. They really are, because girls are still doing $0 Gold shows. Like, this should not be allowed. StreamMate, I love you. I will not leave you. But, mighty, I swear to Jesus. Like, if I could put a big old dildo in my ass right now and start crying, I would, because... It ruins it. There should not be $0 Gold shows. Seriously. That's my opinion, and I'm going to speak my...
What should the minimum be for Gold shows?
I'm just saying that it shouldn't be anything less than $3. Because
lately, they've been really bad, and I've only been getting my dollar Gold shows to really go through.
I won't even do a Gold show.
I don't run the amount of Gold shows that I did, you know, because myself and one other model were the very first two to beta test these Gold shows. And obviously that night I killed it. But now I don't really favor running them all the time. But when my Cowboys win... I do one Gold show for $1 to celebrate their win.
Yeah, because so, you're not doing them all the time.
Right. Yeah. So, and, you know, I'm not giving away 25 videos
for that dollar.
Oh, that's
either.
Another topic. That's a future topic.
But I think when you do something like, hey, my Cowboys won, we're doing a dollar Gold show cause, to celebrate. You're kind of incorporating a little more of yourself into your shows.
Right.
You know, it's giving the fans another way to get in touch with you, like to feel like they really know you. And plus, it gives my Cowboys some more fans. But
whatever.
I did one Gold show to celebrate my Lions winning. Just one, because, you know, we're one of three. Because there's only one. Okay. You guys are going to make me cry.
Oh, my goodness. No, but that right there, like, you girls know that when other cam models are constantly running Gold show after Gold show after Gold show, it really does hurt them for trying to make the money. And then the models, they don't realize why they're not making their, you know, their quota that they want to make for their day or for that Gold show or whatever, because of the fact that they keep doing it over and over and over, and you're doing the same freaking thing in your show. Like, if you're doing a Gold show and you're doing the same position with the same toy and saying the same things, these guys already seen it. Do you think they, even if it's only a dollar, they don't want to spend it? Like, they just don't. I'm just saying.
Easy to fall into that routine of a Gold show. It's really easy to do the same show, because you know that it measures the time that you've given, so you do fall into that rut. It's easy to do.
Right? Well, and one of the things is, like, okay, if a girl sets a $1 Gold show and she wants a $100 minimum to start her show, and she's sitting there for 10 to 15 minutes, you just wasted 10 to 15 minutes of time that you could have been doing a private show or an exclusive show. And the models, like you just said, Sage, if they get stuck into that routine, they don't realize, oh, my gosh, that time I just wasted restarting my Gold show over and over and over again, that they just wasted an hour of time where they really could have produced for their own income on their percentage, you know, anywhere from, you know, $75 to $200, and they don't get it. And if we could just, like, knock them in the head with a really hard dildo and say, listen, bitch, you're missing the point here.
But then again, some of those guys in those rooms will only do their gold shows because they've jacked their prices up to $9.99 a minute so that the guys will buy into the gold show.
And that's another, my gosh. We could totally do a whole segment on just gold show talk,
gold
seriously.
Seriously.
And telling girls, like, when you raise your prices that high and you're missing out on the meat and potatoes, well, there's a reason why you're not getting the meat and you're only eating the smashed potatoes. Just saying.
Yep.
At the end of the day, you really need to look at your numbers and pay attention to that, because there is something that you could learn from us girls who have done this, been there, and we're still here, and we're still making money. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. Us cam models that know how to run a show and do it the way we do it, there's a reason why we're still doing it. Not only because we can, not only because we like it, but because it's still, like, making money for us. So thank you, Screammate. I take my bra off to you. I don't tip my hat. I take my bra off to you. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, Trina, we're going to be coming up here on the end of the show. What advice do you have personally, because you've been doing this, you know, just as long as Sage and myself, what advice do you have for these models out there that are new or established that you could share that they could learn from?
I tell new models this. I've had the opportunity to train a few models at the studio lately, and I always tell them, you could be Barbie. You could look absolutely gorgeous and not make any money. It is 90% personality, 10% look. If you're going to sit on your phone the whole time you're online, this is not the job for you. Just, you got to be, try to always stay in a positive mood. If you are getting discouraged, log off, take a break, come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if the guys can read you, they're not dumb. If my guys come into my room and I'm not chipper and being a smart ass like I always am, they're like, what's wrong, Trina? So they know when you're having an off day.
So oh, boy. Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's 90% personality. Just be kind of yourself. You don't always have to be an actress, because I am like that on and off cam. I'm just kind of an asshole all the time, just a smart ass. But just put a sexy twist on it. You know, I'm that smart ass that you don't know if I'm kidding or if I'm being serious, because I'm always laughing when I say it. But it really is a lot of personality and 10% look. You could be 400 pounds and have an amazing personality and bang that money out, and the Barbie sitting on the page next to you isn't making shit.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so 200% true, and we all know that. Because us girls, we know. We know 200% those girls that are sitting there next to us when we're on the front page and we're having fun and we're in our private paid chat room. And that girl that is, you know, we think, damn, I used to look
She's
like
gorgeous.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, damn, her extensions are looking good today. Where did she buy those eyelashes at? Damn, that outfit looks cute. I wonder who bought that for her. But she ain't doing any private shows. She isn't doing any exclusives. Why? Because she's looking all smug and like, oh, wow. It's like, did somebody just run over your dog? Because that's what you're looking like. Seriously.
Yep,
everybody knows I love my Sir Scooter. I'm not trying to be mean about people getting their dog run over, but that's what half these cam models look like.
Some of them, yeah. They just look
seriously.
Like, well, I've logged into a few rooms and caught people sleeping. I was like, damn.
Oh, my gosh. Remember the back in the day when you could get away with doing that?
Yes, I used to do it. I used to do overnight voyeurs. I used to get paid to sleep.
Right? Remember those days? Geez, those were the easy days when we could just lay there in front of our cam and fall asleep, and then, damn, StreamMate caught on to it, and they're like, okay, no, we're not doing this anymore.
Yep,
like,
I used to get paid
to wake up.
I sure did.
We've all done
you
it.
Wake up to a box. Streaming has
they're
ended.
Like,
oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Some of the cam models, though, that I would see that would pass out on cam, I'm like, oh, shit, she must have overdosed. I'm like, I hope to God she's still breathing because I cannot see her freaking chest moving. Like, that's some scary stuff right there.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Seriously. But those were, that was the time when us girls at the very, like, when we all first started, it was like you could actually do those voyeur shows and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys would pay us money.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, I just want to watch her sleep. And then StreamMate said, no, you bitches, wake your asses up, get to
work,
and do what you're supposed to do. You show your yummies and you get paid. That is the deal. No more sleeping on cam. I guess it's kind of like if we were at the corporate office at StreamMate and we walked into our desk and fell asleep, they walk over and hit us on the head and be like, did I call you in here to sleep on the desk? No, start typing, bitch.
Nope.
Oh, my Atlanta. Okay, girls. I crack myself up. This is fun. I love it. We are coming up to the end of our show. Sweet Pea, do you have anything else that you would like to share with us before I let you go, my love?
Just hope you ladies have a great evening and enjoy the rest of the week. I love you all very much.
Aww. Oh, thank you, Sweet Pea. And be safe with that nasty weather down there in Florida, honey. Go hide somewhere. Go get under your bed and pull on lots of blankets.
Will do, and I'll keep you posted if anything changes.
All right, sweet. Kisses, honey.
Kisses back at all of you.
Thank you.
Yay.
You're welcome.
All right, my beautiful, beautiful queens. Miss Trina, I want you to give all your shout-outs where people can find you on your social media, your webcam, and anything else that you want to share with everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land and out there in cyberspace.
You can catch me live on cam Monday through Friday. I'm actually working this weekend at night, too, at trinabanks.cammodels.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Trina Banks.
Yay. And Miss Sage Montana, my beautiful queen. Give me your yummies.
All right, guys. You can watch my live show at sagemontana@cammodels.com. You can follow my Twitter at SageMontana1 or my Instagram at SageInVegas. And, of course, you can always send me dirty text messages using sexpanther.com/SageMontana.
I know, it's kind of catchy after a while. It's like we just kind of do it because we have to. It just, like, works. I don't know why. It's like you can't go Sammy for X. It doesn't sound the same. It's like Sage Montana. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work when you do it with me. But with you, it works. It's like me, it's like, yeah, no. No bueno. It ain't going to work. Oh, just because I said no bueno, don't think that I speak Spanish when you come into my camera room because it ain't going to work for you.
Right.
I'll be like, what did you just type to me? I'll be like, what did you just type to me? I'll be like, English? Because I'm confused now. Anyway, you guys have tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and you can catch me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. Also, you can catch my live cam shows at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com, and oh my gosh, I will be live tomorrow morning. And I'm going to tell you that it's going to be 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and let's just hope that I make it on cam that time. But it will be before 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I promise this time.
I don't believe you.
I know, right? Every time I say that I'm going to be on at a certain time, something happens and I get busy. And okay. But I will be on tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com on StreamMate. And remember, you can follow all of us on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, at SageMontana1, at Miss Trina Banks, and at Dollhouse Radio. Make sure you follow all of us. Why? Because you can and you want to. Because we're too much damn fun. If you don't follow us, then you're just going to be really bored. I'm just saying. I mean, geez, who doesn't want to see naughty girls and sexy pics and all that good stuff. Oh, and by the way, I hope that rumor went away about Disney wanting to buy Twitter, because that would suck balls if Disney buys Twitter. Right? Like, we would all have to totally switch over to Snapchat or something. And I can't handle all this social media. It's too much for me. I have to stay with one. Twitter's my thing. I tweet my twat. That's it. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, having too much fun here. All right, girls, if you want to add anything else, throw it in. Because on that note, we are out, and I want you girls to have a fabulous frickin' Thursday evening. Trina, anything added extra that you want to share with all these naughty monsters out there in Dollhouse Radio Land?
Nope. I think we covered just about everything.
Sweet, Jesus.
And then some.
All right.
And then some.
Covering our curves. That's what I'm saying. Right there, right there. Well, on that note, I'm going to go eat some tacos. I wish it was your girls', but I'm actually going to go make some tacos for dinner. And all right. You girls have a fabulous evening. And on that note, we are out. Have a fabulous night, and I will talk to you all next Thursday. We will be back here live on Dollhouse Radio, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And remember, if you want to call us, it's 646-595-4038 next Thursday. Make sure you're on time and you press 1, because if not, you don't join in the fun. On that note, we're out, bitches.
Bye.
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 You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year, and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.